USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, White House health experts are urging several states to scale back. Florida has set a new daily record for coronavirus deaths and added more than 9,000 new confirmed cases of the virus. But Governor Ron DeSantis said his state has been making progress.
If you look at the number of people that are considered cases and have tested positive, that's only a fraction of the number of people that have been infected.
Dr. Deborah Birx from the White House Coronavirus Task Force is once again urging governors in certain states to close bars and limit indoor seating.
You may have been exposed, and you don't want to bring the one that brings the virus home.
Four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The $600 a week federal unemployment payment is expiring. The Senate is considering a bill which would reduce the payment to $200 a week. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says the $1 trillion proposal includes other benefits.
We're going to continue the economic impact payments that were made in April and May. That means that the average family of four will get another payment of $3,400.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP plan just doesn't do enough.
We're going to keep talking. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We want to get things done. But they have to come a ways to solve the real problems of this country.
Also, four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, more hand sanitizers have been named as dangerous. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
U.S. health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, which is consumable, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol or wood alcohol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month. The FDA has posted a do not use list of more than 80 sanitizers on their website and blocked their importation.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state has skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.